Hey, tonight's the night. This is Russ Dizdar, Shatter Live Broadcast. It is Friday night, May the 27th, 2011, and this week, ramifications. Ramifications that can, the ramifications of false prophecies, of technologies that lead away from God, philosophies, and, well, listen, things that destroy lives, preoccupy lives, and steal from you, well, reality, your significant walk and relationship to God. This is what is happening around the world. There are literally hundreds of millions that have deception and living by that deception. What about those living lost and don't know the presence, the power, the love of God? And so this month we talked about Stephen Hawking. We've talked about in the past Richard Dawkins, the angry atheist, or the scientist who lives out of his sandbox, only sees what's in the sandbox, but cannot see the beauty, the vast beauty all around him outside of that. Now, we also dealt with yesterday, Ray Kurzweil, transhumanism, and once again, the driving force behind the quest to get to the technology, the exponential growth, so that we can get somehow, by technology, an artifact, an artifact rather, immortality. So could that be false techno prophecy? There's no question. There's been environmental disasters prophesied that didn't come about. Technologies prophesied that did not yet come about. There's a clear storm of false prophecies that haven't come about. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. On this Friday night, the 27th of May, we're going to go over 10 of the questions. If you have the notes off the website, the are you false prophecy proof? I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. False prophecy proof, that you are false prophet proof. And I'm going to go over 10 of the aspects, but we're also going to look at the regular notes that we had from the PDF file. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, if you're new, there is a mini-cast, like a 17-minute overview of this week. There is a PDF downloadable file that goes over the outline notes for this week. We are on the Friday notes that are going to deal with, well, some of the past false prophecies, source of false prophecies, victims of, well, some of the expectations coming. But I wanted to inject tonight, because of yesterday, we switched things on you on Thursday night, and we brought out again Ray Kurzweil and transhumanism, because there really is a promise there. There's a driving declaration. Even in the movie Transcendent Man, there were other scientists and transhumanists and others that were calling him a prophet, but one that wasn't very accurate when it came to technologies and development and so forth. So, however you look at that, this is a vital issue tonight, because hundreds of millions are under deep, broad spiritual deception. I can't put it any other way. I'm talking about planos, or false dark spirits. I mean, real spiritual communication, real spiritual doctrine, real spiritual visions and visitations, real engagements that have come from the other side. And without that equation, without understanding that agenda, actually the massive development of false prophecies, cults, and all that's going on right now is evidence of real biblical prophecy being fulfilled. Everything tells us in biblical prophecy, the end of days, massive ramping up of the false for the goal of deception. It's not just that a random false prophecies and false prophets, but a designed development with one goal, to deceive as many as possible. And I shared this week concerning the issue of false prophecies, false signs, wonders, and miracles. Well, let me tell you something. The ramifications to to lose your soul, lose your family, live an entire life like I shared the other night. Bill, 86 years old, searching, reading everything he could get his hands on. Every spiritual book and doctrine and experience. And he's searching and he's searching and he's searching. And when I, in that fast food restaurant, asked Bill if he found what he was looking for, the sad face, the watery eyes, almost to tears, his answer was no. He didn't know God. He didn't know Christ. He didn't know the liberation of the Spirit of God from the inside out. He didn't know that relationship, that power, that awesome gift of salvation. Well, how about you? Do you know that? Well, listen, welcome to the Luciferians. Welcome to those who recon the show. Welcome to the government. Welcome to everyone. Satellite, internet, archives all around the world. Well, to the Russians, to the Germans, to the Finns, to the Swedes, to the Brits, those in Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, all the way down to Pretoria, there in Brazil, off the coast of Venezuela, there in Mexico, all across America, Canada. We love to see it there in Alaska, China, all over the place now, and then in Japan, in the South Asia, Bangkok, Hong Kong, Manila, Mumbai, by the way, we're saying hello, Bangkok, other places around the world. We're just simply saying that you are thought about during this one-hour broadcast. And we have asked that God stretch out his hand, and let's do it now. God, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, stretch out your hand to save, heal, and deliver. Stretch out your hand with extraordinary power, great wisdom. God, do what you want done most. Bring people into relationship to the living Christ. For all the believers, you can be praying the same way, joining. We can pray that God would strike with revival all around the world, areas, even during this hour. There may be those that need to be struck by God. Revival, you know, that's when God strikes in such a way that, man, repentance, you know, we just have a gut-wrenching repentance of sin and lack and apathy and failures and all the other woundedness and all the junk, and we look full into the eyes of the living Christ, our Savior, our Lord. We surrender afresh. We get filled with the Spirit of God afresh. May God give you, Acts chapter 4, such power that God would, you know, listen, we need some buildings shook as long as the outcome is the same. Check it out, Acts chapter 4. I want to welcome all those who are new listening tonight. We've got in the world around us, yeah, it's all breaking down, no question about it. You can feel that dark, ominous presence in the air all around the world. And yet today we can live. And there is so much to accomplish. See, one thing about knowing Jesus and knowing your purpose in Christ, what I mean by that is, first chapter, well, you can go to the first and second chapter of Ephesians, and just look at the plan. Look at God's unveiling in Christ. Come to chapter 2. Not only have we been saved by grace through faith, not of works, but we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, that's what I want to be a part of. You see, I only have one life. You only have one life to live. Don't you want to be able to, as Jesus speaks in John's Gospel 15, that he chose you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. That is to really bring about, you know, God's work, saving, healing, delivering, answers to prayer. So I'm going to say again to the believers listening, become as powerful in prayer as you can. Become as powerful and effective in witnessing. Become a great servant of Christ in these days. That's a life that matters. That's a life that has great effect. That's a life that God can use and literally bring through your life his miracles. You read the book of Acts, you're going to find out that no miracles, no signs, no wonders, no healings, no deliverances, No strike of a city in salvations occurred without God working through redeemed, obedient, committed believers. I pray that you're one of those. Going to give you the commercial real quick here. We try to keep it to an average of about 1 to 2 seconds overall. So every once in a while, we give you the 20-second one. The way we keep the work of Shatter the Darkness Preemption Broadcast going on the ground around the world, being downloaded by literally now over 3 million in the last year, well, almost 2 years now. We simply do not use a lot of commercials and a lot of products and a lot of sales and a lot of sponsors. We only have one simple way, and we invite your investment. We invite and we acknowledge that we would love to see your help. So on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, there's a little tab there that says support. I want to say thank you to all those who have, and want to invite, because there's literally tens of thousands. And then every month in the downloads alone, 150 to 180,000 other downloads around the world. So a lot of ministry goes out, and a lot of the courses and materials are going out. And there's a lot of work that goes on here during the week, and counsel and sharing. And I can't even get to all the individuals. That is my burden. But this work, that's how we operate. People have written, ask, how do you do it? Well, this is what we do. If you listen by satellite and don't have an internet, then you can send help. P.O. Box 755, P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. Or go to shatterthedarkness.net. There's the support tab. That's how we do it in lieu of commercials and business products and businesses and so forth. So we invite your help, and we trust the Lord, and we're grateful, deeply grateful. That's the long version of the usual 1 to 2 second at the end of the show. This is Russ Dizdar, the host of Shatter's live broadcast. We have moved the Ragged Edge to 10 p.m. on Wednesday nights. The later hour, more individuals said they can listen to the later hour for whatever reason. So we've moved that, and we have a series that we're going to be into. Victoria and Vancouver, British Columbia, next Wednesday, and then Russia, and then England. We're gonna jump into the underground and take a look at the development of the of Satan's agenda, bringing exposure, bringing. We found so many incredible interactions. Specifically with Victoria now, British Columbia. So we want to break open more of that, and had a 2.5 hour talk with somebody out of Canada telling us more about all of the underground stuff, mind control and chosen ones and satanic ritual abuse and connections to military and where they're at now and that kind of stuff. So we want to bring an update. But let's go into the last and final part of this five-part series, Ramifications. It's ramifications, and this is vital because, listen, every human life, we only have one life to live, and if we live that life by some false philosophy, what about deism? What about existentialism? What about nihilism? What about, angry atheists? I mean, they got a passion about yelling there is no God and mad at all those who believe in God. But what do they really have? Underneath the anger, which I think is a diversion, masking the emptiness and the vast array of no answers on the inside. So it's one thing to yell and say, there is no God. Well, then what do you have? What's the origin? What's the end? What's the meaning? What's it all about? What's the significance? Why the cross? Well, ramifications concerning gripping false prophecies. Now, there was enough people to believe Harold Camping that it became such a broad, there was such broad belief in it, and his radio programs so widely proclaimed it. He involved many people giving hundreds of thousands upon hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it all went to false prophecy. It all went to a failed declaration of a date and timing of the rapture. It was all false. hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some say in the equations that I've read, millions of dollars were spent all on false prophecy. There are individuals, you might be listening right now, that you have come to believe, it is possible to believe false philosophy, even prophetically oriented technologies, promises and technologies, and the big one, the evolution to godhood, to give your life to those things, knowing that they will not come about, that they will not save you, that it's not the center. There is an immense, infinite, immeasurable, awesome, living, personal, relatable God that loves you, knows you, seeks you. And unashamedly, I say that's what this hour is all about. The Spirit of God guides, moves. That's my heart. To tell you about the access, the door, the way God has given for us to come back. How he can fix what's wrong on the inside that has everything to do with the future, eternity, conquering of death, end of radical evil, the whole mess that we're into. But in the mix of all of it, there is a counterfeit. In the mix of all of it, that's how it started. Listen, the fall of the human race didn't occur without a fallen cherub that interjected lies, doubts, and thrust into the equation alternative yet counterfeit spiritual doctrine. God said once believed we would die, there'd be a separation and an ultimate one. The wages of sin is death. But to finish that, in Romans, it says the gift of God is eternal life. Ray Kurzweil, eternal life. Indestructible, irreversible immortality. Well, we've gone through this week, and we are here on Friday night, and I'm here to give you... Let me just touch quickly on some of the past false prophecies. I'm going to go over about 10 things right here I wanted just to bring in. There's a bunch, but I'm going to bring in 10. Something that was very well known, you know, many, many years ago, Halley's Comet, and that it would bring all these gases and bring destruction to the earth. And so there was kind of an environmental prophecy. There are other environmental prophecies coming out now, but that was also a failed prophecy, a failed environmental, a declaration that it was going to bring destruction to the earth. Number two, you remember this one? 88 Reasons Why Christ Will Return in 1988. I remember the day somebody came to my church pastoral door with a basket of the little booklets. As soon as I started looking in it, instantly, I said, no way, we're not putting them out here. This is false. Instantly. Now again, and I think because that's that issue of being false prophecy, false prophet proof. And I'm going to say that I believe the scriptures, I believe God has given us enormous grace and might and ability in this area. And we need that. But 88 Reasons Why, and then when that failed and Jesus didn't return in 88, the fellow recalculated and said, okay, 89 reasons it'll happen in 89. And that didn't occur. It's kind of like camping right now that declared on the 21st it would all come down and it didn't. And then now the declaration is in October the 21st. And again, it's a lie. It's not based on biblical revelation, the purity of it. It's based on allegory, numerology, and private interpretation. So once again, don't give yourself to false prophecy. You are not following the Spirit of God. You will not produce the works that God prepared for you to do in advance. You will literally waste a life, and that's what the enemy is all about, leading people to be completely, a waste, a distraction. That's true of those who are into remote viewing and prophesying or New Age predictions and Mayan prophecies. Those who are gripping it and taking the drug ayahuasca and talking to the spirits, you're having experiences, yes. but they don't come from God. To see a life used like that, it's a sad thing. And I want you to know that there's a passion on my side of the fence about not being deceived, about lives that have been drawn in. People who have become part of the Children of God, Moses Burke, or the Moonies Unification Church, or Divine Light Mission, or Transcendental Meditation. You know, where the guru has a whole bunch of Rolls Royces, and he has sex with all the women, and he has all the money, and all the other people are dressed in just bland clothing, doing crazy exercises in what looks like a gymnasium, freaking out. All kinds of spiritual deception can lead to, well, that's what we're talking about here. So number two was the 88 reasons and 89 reasons and so forth. That was all false. How about number three today? October 1992, the Hyuga Rapture Group out of South Korea. The prophecy that it's all going to come down, it's all going to happen in 1992. Listen, some of the people went crazy when it didn't happen, and they attacked their leaders, as I read here, with knives. False predictions. Number four, Heaven's Gates. Remember Heaven's Gate, 1997? And they were all going to go and get on the mothership, and they were, listen, do you understand that these people were spiritually led? They actually believed, and they suicided out. I mean, that's how far deception can take people. People can become so deceived that they'll listen to any spirit, any muttering, any vision, anything that comes, regardless. Locally here, I visited a jail. A woman was in the jail because voices told her to drown her children in baptism to save them unto God. Had nothing to do with God. Had everything to do with the dark side. Point four, or number four, Heaven's Gate, Applegate, and all that occurred there, utter, absolute spiritual deception, false vision, false prophecy. Let's go to number five. How about Nostradamus? Nostradamus. 1999, he predicted the great king, a terror out of the skies would come. A lot of the Nostradamus things have never occurred. And they're contrary. There's a number of them. You got to understand, Edgar Cayce, Nostradamus, there are so many of their prophecies that individuals are hanging on that are absolutely contrary to the ones Jesus spoke about or the rest of Scripture spoke about. So what do you cling to? What do you hold on to? How about number six? There's another guy, Ronald Wheeling, that prophesied the fall of the United States by 2008. Part of a group called God's Final Witness. I even looked at a video today where the guy comes on the video and he claims to be one of the two witnesses. You know, Book of Revelation, God's going to have two witnesses out. They're going to unleash global class prophetic witness to the world, signs, wonders. Oh man, the new order and the Luciferic presence is going to try to wipe them out, but nobody can kill them until they're finished. And midway, they are killed. There's a celebration by those committed to the dark side. And then they're raised from the dead with an earthquake. That's all in future prophecy. But the guy on the video, that's kind of like, I was on the air with Pastor Butch. I got a phone call right after the show. It was the Antichrist. Excuse me. I'm choking up because I'm kind of laughing. I remember the call. The guy called me and said, I know you're not going to believe me, but I am the Antichrist. And he went into this whole description of him and him being the Antichrist and Jack Parsons, the rocket scientist, you know, connected to, still, I believe, as far as his belief systems, maybe, JPL and NASA and Well, he believed he was the beast. So did Aleister Crowley at a time. Listen, the Antichrist didn't call me. That was a guy that has been deceived and took the time. He believes in it so much, he would take the time to call me. Nothing he said equated. Nothing he said went along the lines of the consistent biblical revelation of what the little horn, the Antichrist, the false, this man of lawlessness is going to be about. So no, the real Antichrist did not call me. Number six, so that's just simply the declarations. And there's been others, the fall of the United States, etc. But that goes back to 2008, and people prepared, and people got ready. Let me ask you again, whether you're false prophet or false prophecy proof. Now, this is very important, too. There's a lot of glib stuff all over the web where people are calling everybody's calling each other false prophets and whatever else. That's dangerous. Satan can use that as slander and malice, so be careful. To call somebody that, they have to give the evidence. They have to have prophesied false prophecy, and they have to be holding to the core false prophet belief systems, denying the deity of Christ, denying the direct way of salvation in Christ, denying the final authority of the Word of God, and exalting their revelation over the authority of Scripture. That's what's a part of a real false prophet. And that's why I'm asking, and I'm going to give you those 10 things here today, are you false prophet and false prophecy proof? And I think every believer, I think we are designed to be. I think we've been given so much cutting-edge content, spiritual enablement. It's only due to the live in la-la land, deny that anything's going wrong around us, and just hoping to have a happy day kind of believer. Weak, anemic, almost foundationless, easily a pushover. What I want to give you today is up to 10 anyway of they're questions in a sense, but they're the things that I think that Scripture brings out to lead you to being false prophet and false prophecy proof. You don't have to waste $140,000 in putting up billboards, give your life savings away. You don't have to go out and max out your card because somebody says, 2012 reasons why the end of civilization is going to come and a new era is going to emerge and we're going to have an evolution and we're going to be like gods. And so kiss the crystal skull, take the ayahuasca, sit in the Nephilim architect ziggurat building that is soaked in ancient human sacrificial blood. Is that what you want to give your life to? It just looks like we have been knocked off the air. We have. I've got the recording going right now, so I'm going to give it to you guys anyway. But as far as the live show, we have been knocked off. Maybe they're going to call us back here in a second. We'll wait for that before I go over the 10 things. But it's now 6:29 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have been knocked off the air with Global Star Communications. So if you're getting this by archive, you're getting all of it, and I see that they are contacting us back, it looks like here, which is good. So give us about 30 seconds here. We're going to see if they're going to contact us back and get us back online. If not, once again, always remember that if we get knocked off the live, we'll have it on the archives. Here we go. They're calling us back. Here we are. We're here. We'll just continue from this point on. And we're still looking like we're alive, I believe. And we will continue here. Yes.
We lost you there for a moment. So I'm going to bring you back up here in just a moment.
Great. Thank you now. There they go. We're going to, from that side of the fence anyway, going to do that. Well, here's where we're going to go. We're on point number six. Let me go to number seven as far as some of the past false prophecies. And number seven, touch the Joseph Smith, Mormon. The coming fall of the United States of America, 1843. Didn't happen, Joseph. Now, there's a lot of other things. And again, the Book of Mormon being based on not the Spirit of God's revelation of the canon of Scripture, but of other extra opposed to the biblical revelation. Then you have number eight, Jehovah's Witnesses. Hey, Armageddon occurred already. Did you know that? According to the Jehovah's Witnesses, 1899, that Armageddon, the great day of God Almighty, will occur. Well, the Antichrist hasn't even had his apocalypse to the world yet. And there is no super military system that is gathered there in the Middle East to aim their weapons up into the sky to battle against the descent of the living Christ. So once again, we see numerous, matter of fact, you can look up numerous false predictions concerning those from Jehovah's Witnesses, including the return of Christ physically, spiritually, and all the rest. False prophecies. Why? Not based on the revelation of Scripture, but on extra-biblical, whether allegory, spiritual revelations that would come from spirits, not the Spirit of God, private interpretations, things like that. So that's number eight. Number nine, there is now the largest prophetic spiritual, and again, it's prophecy. It's, I'm going to tell you right now that it is the primary prophecy that will captivate millions, if not in the future here, short future, billions. It is the promise of an evolution to homo lumos, or deity, that an activation, some spiritual occurrence on a planetary level, something's going to happen in the evolution of humanity, that there's going to be an all of a sudden activation of the dormant DNA, the junk DNA that's inside of us, and all of a sudden humanity collectively, unless you don't want to join, and so you'll be ousted, cleansed, you'll be evolved to a godhood, to a level of godhood. Now that comes out of the prophecies of Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, many, many New Age, and listen, from the many revelations of those who have contacted, quote, aliens, the entities, and the entities have said again and again and again, they are leading mankind into an evolutionary development towards godhood. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that is the biggest and broadest counterfeit, number one, to the salvation God has in Christ and the coming glorification, the new, real human race, that by the hand of God, based on the old rugged cross, Christ, the glorification, indestructible, irreversible, immortality. Now that's what is to come. If you're saved, you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, guaranteeing what is to come. Ephesians chapter 1. The Spirit of God is the deposit guaranteeing what is to come. Now, 1 Corinthians 15 brings the revelation of in the twinkling of an eye, in the flash, Greek word atomic, on that level, an unsplittable moment of time, there'll be, the exertion of the power of God. And again, this comes from the hand of the infinite God, not some quasi-spiritual osmosis, you don't know where it's coming from, some wave of evolution. But I'm telling you right now that this is the doctrine, didache daimonia, that is embedded in the experiences of hundreds of millions of New Agers and the development of the 2012ers. And out of the skies, the spiritually given communications, Billy Myers, many others, you read the same thing, an evolution to a whole new human consciousness, homo nautica, homo lumos, homo deity. And again, that originates back in the garden from the fallen cherub, the promise of an evolution to godhood. Well, it's never occurred, not among any group ever in history, but it is still the promissory doctrinal core doctrinal lie the dark side gives. Number 10, a new golden age. I mean, that's look how everything else already has the precursors. And now the Mayan 2012 prophecies. And let me tell you this, I'm very sure in my research that other unearthings of other temple areas and other sites are going to layer the same concept. I'm very sure that broader communications with remote viewers who are already declaring it are going to say the same things. They're going to do point number 9, the spiritual evolution to human development to godhood, and then a new age, a new goal. Well, there's got to be a chaos. There's got to be a cleansing. Billions will die. There's going to be the, you know, Gaia. So regardless of the direction it comes from, there is a promise of a new age. That promise is a counterfeit to the 1,000-year millennial reign that Jesus will bring, that's spoken about in the book of Revelation chapter 20. As a matter of fact, all of the actions of God, word of God, signs, wonders of God, gifts of God, all that's coming, even the salvation of God, the return of Christ, the millennium, all those aspects, you can find corresponding counterfeit already on the table, already developing, already being applied. And even more so when the Antichrist and the false prophet are actually operative physically in the world. Now, B, on the notes, source of false prophecy? Well, Timothy 4, 1, the Spirit of God says in the end of days, planos, seducing imposter-oriented spirits. There's the warning, 2,000 years ago. They're going to come in a large measure. The goal? Deceive many. How? Operate through those that do believe them and get them to do the writings, to communicate. You know, Alice Bailey's writings, Helena Blavatsky's writings, you know, they have influenced military and political and economic wealthy elite all over the world. You know their influence. You know that Aleister Crowley's writings are influencing hundreds of thousands upon hundreds of thousands. You know, New Age teachings that have come from the revelation of spirits, spirit guides, planos spirits, the Archai, the Cosmocrator, the Exousia mentioned in Ephesians 6. So please understand that the base of false prophecy coming out of the mouths of false prophets are those who've already gripped the lie. Now, some of those spiritual threads can be seen in the development of technologies, I believe. Planetary defense weapon systems, because something from outer space may come to threaten the globe. I believe that's precursors to Armageddon and the need for weapons that will be used, pointed up into the air in that third and final attempt to annihilate God, the return of Christ. That's what Armageddon's all about. So the source ultimately, and I think Corinthians 12 talks about the difference between the Spirit of God operating and spirits, demon spirits. I think 1 John 4 tells us and commands us, test the spirits to see whether they've come from God. There is the spirit of error, there's the spirit of truth. Now, 1 John gives us the doctrinal layout, the confession of Christ, the witness of the Spirit of God, and, well, not a perfect, but a Christ-like life. So the book of 1 John, the Spirit of God gives how it is you test the spirits. Their confession of Jesus Christ is central. Is he God? All that the prophet said, all that the scripture says, is he God in human flesh? Is he Jesus Christ come in human flesh to die on the cross and be the Savior of the world? The Nicolaitans, the Gnostics, the New Age. I mean, across the board, every place spirits are providing a de-deified fake Christ, they're also providing no salvation through him. Because a fake de-deified rabbit's foot psychic, new age, even remote viewers, listen, remote viewers, you are loved and being prayed for by name. Because you are receiving, you can call it data, sounds sanitary, it sounds like something coming from a computer, but you know that you're getting it from the collective unconscious, the Akashic records from the field out there, where the prince of the power of the Eros operates and downloads, what I mean is, gives spirit revelation, communication. And that communication is consistent. The denial of Christ and all of who he is with a replacing and offering a fake of no help, Jesus. And that also then brings no access to the incredible salvation. They take away the door to God. Do you understand this? They take away the door. See, Christ is the door. You read about it in the Gospel of John. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. You know, there is no other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. There is a Savior that died on the cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He said, it is finished. He never sinned. He was born of a virgin, as prophesied by the Spirit of God, as spoken of by the angel. Lived that sinless life, lived that incredible life, lived that, unequaled life. There's no psychic like that. There's no alien like that. There's no Nephilim like that. And there's no artelect, no coming artificial intelligence that can replace. You know, maybe there's going to be a false Christ when it comes to an artelect. Half human, biological, and half machine. Who's going to forge that? Does that come from one line of one page anywhere in Scripture? Well, the declaration that false Christs will come, it'd be interesting with the passionate drive of exponential growth in the area of technologies. And you wonder if that has anything to do with the prophecy in the book of Daniel of the increase of knowledge. Such a pursuit. See, Ray Kurzweil and many people are pursuing technologies that will save them because they are not saved. Technologies that will give them hope for immortality because they don't have it inside of them. So let me say to you that do not have it inside of you, I know what it feels like not to. I know what it feels like to have it. Jesus Christ on that cross, can I ask you, why did he die? Why did he come? Blasting apart the finality of death, only Jesus could say, I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. I mean, this is the Christ that commanded Lazarus, come forth. That was after he wept. Lazarus was rotting. Even the woman said, he stinks by now, 4 days later. God is God, and you are not. God is God, and finite spirits, even if you collected all of them, joined a trillion of them, a gazillion of them together, they don't collectively match the infinite, immense, immeasurable God. All else has beginning and end. All else, though awesome and majestic in the beginning, at least, we're all limited. We're all limited. God is not. But God also made you. He's not going to inject you with a serum. He's not going to mind control you and program you to believe a certain thing. The essential you is a free agent. The essential you is someone that really has finite sovereign choice. God has infinite sovereign choice. Salvation is of God, but He not only is the sovereign granter of salvation, He has put in the perimeters. You must metanoia. Turn around, that is repent, turn around completely, turn back to God and believe in and on the living Christ. Don't you feel the Spirit of God as He calls you to come? Don't you feel the compassion of God? Don't you realize that Satan has lied to you long enough? Aren't you sick and tired of all the lies? Aren't you sick and tired of all of the charged crystals and amulets and pictures and crystal skulls and tarot cards and readings and pyramid and aren't you sick and tired of all the junk? Haven't you wasted enough money on all those things that have never led you to God? There's a word out of the book of Isaiah when God says, come to me, you who have no money. You don't have anything. You don't got anything at all. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He summons you. You can do it right now. Right now. If not now, when? So now is the day of salvation. That's the word of God. Now is the time of God's favor. It's not that God's not ready. Some of you are not ready. For those who want your lives to be filled with the Spirit of God and become powerful, it's not that God's not ready. It's that you have the interferences. Isn't that right? Well, listen, we got about 12 minutes in this one last hour. Ramifications of false. Who wants to waste their entire life? You want to go hug the Sphinx, sit on the pyramid? Until you're 86 year old, like Bill in an Arby's restaurant, still seeking, still looking, and then when asked the question, have you really found what you're looking for? Do you know God? I was at a Theosophical Society meeting in Akron, Ohio, listening to a 40-year-long research expert in the area of ufology and aliens and all that. And he was asked the question, have you met any aliens? Nope. 40 years of his life believing in them. Now he's working through some Hindu ascendancy spiritual things with gurus. So what? You know what I did? I went up to him and I asked him, has any of this led you to know God? No. He doesn't know God. Do any of the gurus that are trying to lead you through spiritual experiences and the money you're spending, anybody know God? Well, no, maybe, he was like, maybe this one guy. Jesus says in John 17, check it out yourself. The reason for his existence and coming into the world, that you might know, K-N-O-W, that you might know God. I'm a sinner forgiven. I know God, though. I've known God for this September it'll be 37 years. And come what may in the world, God, His living personal presence, this Savior that loves me, the same one that died on the cross is the one that dwells in me. Many of you believers listening right now, you know that's the same in your life. Never leave you, never forsake you. The Lord is your helper. You read about it, Hebrews 13. Here are the 10 things that can help make you false prophet proof, false prophecy proof. Let me tell you the reasons why, and I know in your notes towards the bottom, I want to mention victims because there's so many millions. Do you understand there are millions? Those of you that want to do evangelism, probably one out of every two people you engage is somebody that's under some other spiritually deceiving system, just like in the book of Acts. They're led out of those engagement with gods, goddesses, spirits, demons, false doctrines of demons. They're led out of all of that to the living Christ. Here are the 10. Number one, now there's a page, if you download this later, again, on the website shatterthedarkness.net, there's a page that tells you, I think it's page 7, but here's where we're going to be in. And I call this really, this is what I'm calling a false prophecy proof. And I think in Christ, rightly discipled, not that you won't be engaged, because the prophecies of Jesus and the Word of God tell us that the audacity of the dark side's encroachment, infiltration, and coming to us, they're even coming to believers, to the churches, and so forth. And there's been some, just like in the book of Revelation, when Jesus says, you tolerate that Jezebel, that one teaching false cultic doctrine, you got the Nicolaitans, you're tolerating that. Jesus had to deal with the encroachment then. The body of Christ is to be the ground and pillar of truth, my friend. And that comes in Christ, in His Word, in His Spirit. So point number one in being false prophecy proof, in being, when all these crazy things come about that you don't run around like a chicken with your head cut off, all afraid, look what's going on. Listen, how do you come down to being a man of God, a woman of God that has a powerful witness for Christ, that is able to stand up and say, this is here as of God and this over here is not? And what are the foundations for that? What is the grid? Number one, knowing Christ personally with the indwelling of the Spirit of God. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, thank you. The indwelling of the Paraclete, the indwelling of the Helper, the indwelling of God, the Holy Spirit. I tell all New Agers, I've got a spirit guide. He is God, the Holy Spirit, given to me the moment I believed in Christ. He leads, He guides, He directs, He comforts. He, from the inside out, witnesses that I know Christ, witnesses that the coming glorification is coming. You ever read about that in Romans chapter 8 or Ephesians chapter 1? God, the Holy Spirit, Christ in me, that's the centrality of protection. Even in 1 John 5, we're told that Jesus will protect us from the evil one. So I'm going to say a vital, deep walk, experiential walk with the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Spirit of God. Just like in the book of Acts, my friends. Number two, a deep knowing of the Word of God. Not just a Sunday school level, not a piece here, a piece there, not a selected bunch of scriptures that have been reiterated over the years to where really you only know those same 12 scriptures instead of 10,000 others. 2 Thessalonians 2, Paul has to write to them saying, you know, hey guys, don't become so easily unsettled. That was a rebuke. They already had the Word of God, but false prophecy, false letters, false information was coming to them, and they all started scurrying around. Oh, the day of the Lord's already come. The day of the Lord. Has it? No, because there's certain things. Look at it. The parousia of the Lord will not occur until the great rebellion, until the apocalypse of the Antichrist. So there's some clarity there. Consistent use of the Word of God in Hebrews tells us that we'll be able to distinguish good from evil. Consistent use of the Word of God will be blessed in what we do, James chapter 1, will be empowered, will be strong, will overcome the evil one, 1 John chapter 2, right there in verse 14. How about number 3, knowing biblical prophecy? Listen, when I say knowing biblical prophecy, here's what I mean. I mean like they did 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, concerning the salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you, searched intently and with the greatest care. That's how they looked at prophecy, biblical prophecy. When you read Matthew 24, you need to search intently with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and the circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ. See, in the Old Testament, before Jesus came in human flesh, the Holy Spirit is still called the Spirit of Christ. That's right. That's who he's referring to here. They have the Spirit of Christ guiding them, looking at the prophecies concerning the first coming. We should know well, pastors, leaders, flocks of God should know well the unveiling. And again, in the unveiling of biblical prophecy, God gives three levels. One, what is he going to do? Two, what is Satan doing? The biggest neglected part. And three, what is humanity going to do in the future? And using it now, preemptively, evangelistically, to get people saved. So point number three, prophecy proof, false prophet proof. No biblical prophecy so well, so clear, so clean that when you hear the false, you know it doesn't fit. Number four, warnings of false prophecies to come. I mean, that's what first. That's what Matthew 24. That's what Timothy 4:1. That's what 1 Timothy or 1 John 2 and 1 John 4. And that's what it's all about. There is massive warning. God has given a great heads up. He's put you way in advance. If you know the biblical prophecy about Satan's agenda and all that he's going to do in the end of days, then you have massive cutting edge, a grid within the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit's language dwelling within you. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as it says in Colossians 3. The warnings of what is to come. Off the table, off the grid, off of human history, the coming false signs, wonders, miracles, prophecies, teachings, beyond anything in human history. Okay, that's the warning. Doesn't change the fact that you as a believer have greater the Holy Spirit in you than he who's in the world, that you have Christ to the very end of the age, that you should become stronger and bolder and even outraged in the Spirit of God, outraged. Like God, like Jesus did for the temple area that was supposed to be a house of prayer. Zeal for the house of God consumed him. He cleared the house, didn't he? Will you let him clear your house? Point number five, spiritual warfare. Listen, become cutting edge in the area of spiritual warfare. Armor of God, authority of Christ, awareness, alertness. Point number six, any prophecies and prophets that deny the deity of Christ and salvation, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, all the cults out there, the moment you see somebody denying the deity of Christ, and all the content that you remote viewers are getting is coming from the same source that denies the deity of Christ. The moment the deity of Christ is denied, you know that salvation will be denied. It is not from the Spirit of God. It has clearly come from dark spirits. Point number seven. If they use allegory, then they can make the scriptures dance and be whatever they want to say, just like Harold Camping. Number eight, when they use calculations like 88 Reasons Why, when they use numerology, when they use those kind of things, that's not what Jesus did in Matthew 24. That's not what is seen in 2 Thessalonians 2. How about number nine? When what they say is a direct, clear violation of scripture, how are you going to know it unless you know the scripture? Well, number 10, in the book of Acts, Abagus, the prophet, a spiritual witness, the rest of the body of Christ, those who had the Spirit of God, they witnessed together that what was being said was true, and they acted on it. Proverbs says, walk with the wise and you become wise. It's good to have brothers and sisters that can help discern. Listen, we're at the end of the hour. Blessings to you in Christ. Remember us in prayer. Remember us in support. We look forward to seeing you next week. Rustisdarshatterthedarkness.net.